I was there from 7 at night waiting for it. The car arrived about 7:45. So, and it left about 12:30 in the day. You know, never stopped the whole time. I just, they kept feeding me with coffee and food and
Red Bull.
Coffee mixture and whatever and that. And the only time I've seen one of that model was the Bullet film, of course. You know, so when it came in, you go, wow, you know, this thing's... it's back to old school mechanics, which is... There's not heaps of wiring looms involved, you know. It's just basic mechanics to figure it out. Back to setting up the timing again by ear, because I didn't have the actual static timing setting, so I just had to judge it, you know. And purely a mechanical issue. It wasn't an electrical issue. So we just had to understand, yes, it was blowing smoke out the back, partly steam and partly oil. So initially they have their own technicians up there, thought it was just purely head gasket. First thing for me to do is to take out all the spark plugs and see which cylinder's affected. You know, it was number 5, which is the right front bank. You could smell the antifreeze. But then once I started to take a top off, I could see that the rockers, one of the bolts had pulled out of the head and the push rods were bent, and there was more to it than meets the eye here. I had committed myself to doing this job before he had mentioned Top Gear as such. I thought, oh yeah, you know, we'll give this a go. But then when he mentioned that, obviously that was another, oh well, we'll do everything we can to get this sorted. And given they were due, they were lovely people, and I could sense the pressure they were under to have this first big production done, you know. So I says, well, all I can do is do our best. I understand that the owner of the car had phoned me, and I assured him that this car would be leaving the garage right, because at the end of the day, I'm dealing with a customer's car, you know, and that had to be right, you know. So that was my prime thing, and obviously wanting to get back out there as quick as possible for them. I mean, it's going to be a hard act to follow with the different characters and the whatever. And Sarah and Peter both asked me, what do you think? You know, we could see you're a petrolhead, we could see you're whatever. And I says, no, I'm, you know, I can see the mix working and the flavour of it, you know, it'll change, but I can see it working from my point of view. And so they, you know, were going, oh, that's great, that's a complete independent, you know, view. And I says, oh no, I can see it all working.